Maybe begin by telling us what your name is and tell us about your book, Horizontally Dead.
Okay, my name is Marina Citrin, and I recently printed a book called Horizontalidad, Voces de Poder Popular in Argentina, and it was printed in the recuperated factory Chilavert in Buenos Aires. The reason for the book is having learned, not just myself, obviously, people all over the world, kind of learning about this popular rebellion that took place in Argentina in 2001, and then after that, the amazing display of self-organization and direct democracy and what they started to call horizontalidad, which is kind of horizontalism without the ism. And so I thought it would be great to be able to help in some way maybe share stories of what was going on in the different social movements in Argentina. So I met some folks in the World Social Forum in Brazil who were there from the autonomous movements, and first asked them what they thought of this idea of putting together some kind of magazine or book based all in extensive interviews of kind of conversations on what was taking place. And they thought not only it was a good idea, but then I was invited to stay in this woman's house from a neighborhood assembly, and the people in the Emete de Solano said, no, you can come and stay with us. So already people were excited about the project, wanted to collaborate, and had given me a place to stay. So a month later, I was off to Argentina and spent over the last 2 years, probably about a year, in different parts, mainly around Buenos Aires, but in the far north and the far south as well, talking to folks in the movements. And so now what the book is it's about 300 plus pages with a lot of photographs, and it's long interviews where people, not so much my questions, but it's organized around themes. So in conversations with people over the course of a few years, in the recuperated factories, in the neighborhood assemblies, and in the unemployed workers' movements, actually as well as some of the indigenous communities who are retaking their land, certain themes seem to come up again and again. So one was horizontalidad, how people organize using forms of direct democracy. Another was the question of autonomy, people calling themselves autonomous, and so kind of exploring a bit of what that means for different people in different movements. Another one is the question of power. People don't, in the autonomous movements, don't want to take state power. So exploring, well, then, what does that mean and what is being created and different concepts of power that are coming out is a few examples of things that are in the book.
And how did horizontalism come about in Argentina? Was it something, let's say, inherent in their culture or maybe just what inspired that?
From talking to so many people over the course of the years, I would say it was not part of the culture. And in fact, because it was not, culture is a tricky thing, I guess. Structures of organization that had existed before the popular rebellion were extremely vertical. And it was about people controlling other people, whether that was governments or left parties with forms of hierarchy, or in many, many neighborhoods in Argentina, you had, not so much now, these kind of party brokers who worked for different political parties. And if you wanted anything done in your neighborhood, you had to go through them. So it was all this kind of dynamic of people having power over you. And so around the popular rebellion, and of course you have the history of the dictatorship, which with brutal repression and the taking of 30,000 lives. So in the context of all of this, the way so many people explained to me what they did is that they just came out in the street and said, no, actually, like the big, loud, like the Zapatistas talk about this one no and many yeses as far as organizing. It was this big no, we're not going to organize with vertical structures. We don't want hierarchy. We don't want parties. We don't want delegation. We don't want representation. And so in the middle classes, you saw people coming out in neighborhood assemblies by hundreds in each neighborhood without a call going out. A lot of times people would explain to me, like people would write in chalk or in paint on the corner, neighbors, let's meet tomorrow, 9 p.m. And the neighbors would meet on the corner. And this was happening in neighborhood after neighborhood after neighborhood all over Buenos Aires and other cities. Similarly, in the unemployed workers' movements in the factories, there's different histories, but what is similar is this idea of horizontalidad, this idea that we're going to do it for ourselves. People are not going to do it for us. We're all going to participate, and we're going to be as flat as possible in this process.
That was an interview with Marina Citrin, editor of Horizontalidad, Voces de Poder Popular en Argentina. You can purchase the book through AK Press. Their website is www.akpress.org.